happening in Zimbabwe this Thursday, July the 29th, 2021. Welcome to our live talk show, The Women's Roundtable. I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye, broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Yes, that's going to be one of our main discussion topics, the live talk pandemic, which is ravaging not only Zimbabwe, but the world. And the Minister of Health says as of 28 July 2021, that's yesterday, so far Zimbabwe is 103,567 confirmed cases with 3,340 deaths and 71,383 recoveries. This is from the time the COVID outbreak last year. And of course, there's a robust vaccination program going on. And the government is saying so far, more than 1.5 million people have been vaccinated.
Yes, Sam, going back to the daily figures of COVID-19, the Minister of Health says that there are 1,866 new cases, which are local, that they registered, and 60 deaths were reported yesterday, which was July the 28th. And they continued to also highlight the hotspots, which they say are Hurungwe, Kariba, Chegutu in Mashonaland West, Bindura, Shamva in Mashonaland Central, and Maronzera, Murewa in Mashonaland East, Bikita, Chirezi, Mashingo Province, and also in Harare. They say there are a few hotspots in Harare, in the northern suburbs, Nkulumane, and Emakhandeni in Bulawayo. So these are some of the issues that are happening. And we also saw today receiving some more COVID-19 vaccines. And like you said, you know, they are trying to really, you know, fast pace the provision of COVID-19 vaccination in most centers in Zimbabwe. And we've had the Minister of Health and the government itself saying that they're going to decentralize the vaccination program, also roping in polyclinics, roping in some, you know, soldiers and some members of the police. So we're yet to see on the ground how that is going to take off.
Yes, Marvelous. So we'll be talking also to some women who are in various organizations and ordinary women who would also tell us their story. How are they coping during this COVID-19 pandemic? Looking at the women, the children, how are they fending for themselves? What programs are they involved in? Those who are, you know, in leadership positions, what are they doing to help the disadvantaged ones? So those are some of the issues we'll be looking at today. Yeboke, kulaboke abasanda ukusixhuma namhlanje ke 29 kuNtulikazi 2021 siyalamukela kuhlelo lwethu lwe-live talk lapho siyabe sicubungula khona indaba ezijiyeneyo olumqoka lunga lwe-COVID-19 esesibona ukuthi hayi sesidla ubhedu elizweni, hatshi elizweni kuphela kodwa emhlabeni jikelele. Sikhangela ukuthi ugatsha lwezempilakahle luthi izolo kuphela abantu abedlula inkulungwane elikhulu i-103,567 sebehlaselwe yileli gcikwane, kukanti selibulele-ke abazinkulungwane ezintathu lamakhulu amathathu lamashumi amane, sikhuluma nge-3,340 selokhu igcikwane leli laqhamukayo. Siyabona njalo ukuthi kodwa kulabanye abasilayo labo abedlula inkulungwane ezingamashumi ayisikhombisa, kukanti kulo hlelo oluqhubekayo olokuhlaba abantu ijekiseni yokwenqabela leli gcikwane le-COVID-19 okuthiwa i-vaccination, sesibona ukuthi sekwedlula isigidi esile ngxenye yaso sebehlatshiwe, sikhuluma phela nge-1,562,285. Sibona ukuthi amanani abantu abahlaselwa yilo umkhuhlane ngelanga ayakhuphuka, ngoba sikunje nje izolo kuphela ugatsha lwezempilakahle luthi abayinkulungwane 1,856 abantu bahlaselweke ligcikwane le-COVID-19, kukanti kubhubhe abangamashumi ayisithupha, i-60. Kungakho-ke sizabe sikhuluma ke la besifazana abathiyeneyo sizwe ukuthi iCOVID-19 le ithinta njani inhlelo zabo. Abanye ke esibakhangeleyo lapha esizakhuluma labo ngabantu abaphethe izikhundla zobukhokheli, kukanti abanye hhayi ngabantu nje makhaza. Sizwe ukuthi bancedisana njani, baphathisana njani ngalesi isikhathi-ke ese-COVID-19. Kodwa-ke singakayiqhubekela phambili ngesilakho-ke asizweni-ke ukuthi uthini-ke uMarvelous.
Aiwa tinokuchingamidza ine mufaro pano pachirongwa chedu paLife Talk apo tinokurukura zviri kusangana nemadzimai nyanya panguva ino yedenda reCOVID-19. Nhasi tichange tiine zvakawanda zvatichange tiri kukupakurira ipo pano pachirongwa chedu panyaya yezviri kusangana nemadzimai panguva apo denda iri reCOVID-19 rakasunga munyika. Tinoona kuti Zimbabwe nhasi yawanikwa ichipiwa dzimwe nhomba dzeCOVID-19 uyezve dzawanikwa dzichisvika munyika nhasi, apo tiri kuona kuti bazi rezveutano uyezve nehurumende vari kuti ivo vari mushishi rekuti vanhu vakawanda vawanikwe vachibayiwa nhomba yeCOVID-19 kuitira kuti uwandu hwevanhu vari kurasikirwa neupenyu panguva ino uwanikwe ivo uchiderera. Tinoona kuti pari zvino pane variant yanetsa, varianti iri kunzi iyo Delta varianti yanetsa chaizvo, uyezve bazi rezveutano riri kuramba richipa dzidziso rekuti vanhu vangaita sei kuti vasawanikwe vachibatwa nedenda iri. Tinoona kuti kubva nezuro July 28 Zimbabwe inoti iyo yaane vanhu 103,567 vakawanikwa ivo vachibatwa nedenda iri reCOVID-19 kubva denda iri ratanga muna March gore rapfuura. Powanikwa zvakare pane vanhu 71,383 vakawanikwa vachibatwa nedenda iri asi vakarikunda. Asi pari zvino vashaya kubva kudenda iri reCOVID-19 vamire vari pa3,340. Vari kutaura zvakare kuti pane vanhu 1.5 million vabayiwa nhomba yeCOVID-19. Asi vachizivisa zvakare kuti kubva nezuro pane vanhu vakawanikwa vari kurarama nechirwere cheCOVID-19 pari zvino vari pa1,856 uyezve 60 vakatisiya nezuro kubva kudenda iri reCOVID-19. Vari kutaura zvakare kuti kune dzimwe nzvimbo dziri kuzikanwa semahotspots dzinosanganisira Hurungwe, Kariba, Chegutu, Bindu, Rashamba uyezve dzimwe nzvimbo dzakadai semarondera kwamurehwa, kubikita kuchiredzi nemuharare ichitarisa kumanorthern suburbs nekukulumane nekuemakandeni dziri kubulawayo. Saka vari kutaura ivo kuti vanhu vari munzvimbo iyi vanofanira kunge vachiedza kuti vagare vakapfeka mamask uyezve vachiita social distancing nekugeza maoko kana kushandisa mahand sanitizer. Saka tichange tiri kunzwa kubva kune madzimai vanobva kumaruva vachitiudzawo mamiriro akaita zvinhu panyaya yedenda iro reCOVID-19. Tichizotaura zvakare nevamwewo vari muZimbabwe pari zvino nemabasa avari kubata panguva ino yeCOVID-19. We're now going to take a listen to some of the rural women in Zimbabwe telling us, you know, whether they've been vaccinated or not and what is stopping them from being vaccinated. Some of them are actually saying that they've had a lot of misinformation about the COVID-19 vaccine, and according to them, they say that they need a lot of awareness programs to enable them to be able to get the COVID-19 vaccine. Tinonzwa kuti vana chiremba vakawanda vari kukurudzira kuti dai vanhu vawanikwa ivo. Regai timbonzwa kubva kune vamwe gogo vari kumashonaland west.
Makabayiwa here nhomba yeCOVID-19?
Makamboenda here kuna namukoti kana kuna nesi pataurirai?
Ndina hangu saka chidiwa kuvhara mhino.
Ndo zvamuri kuita here? Ndiri kuona imimi ndimi chete muchemberi akapfeka mask chakandafamba sei muine chidokwa dokwa kana kuti mine muchigara makapfeka mask.
Ndakanzwa kuti inouya nomuhwani inotapurirana, saka ndakati ugeta kutora mask kuti handanzi handibayiwe. Zvatakangonzwa kuti vanhu havabayiwe vanorwa, saka ndakabva ndangobatawo.
We're hearing there from one of the grandmothers who is in the rural area in Mashonaland West. actually saying that she heard on radio that COVID-19 is airborne, so she's practicing a social distancing, she washes her hands, and she uses a mask because she heard that if you have high blood pressure, you shouldn't be taking the COVID-19 vaccine. Regating zvo zvakare kubva kune mumwe mudzimai ari kuti iye akanzwa iye kuti kana uchiyamwisa haukwanise kutora nhomba iyi yeCOVID-19. Apo tanga tiri kunzwa kubva kune mumwe mudzimai wechidiki achitaura iye pamusoro penyaya yekuti havasi kubayiwa nhomba yeCOVID-19 nekuti vari kuyamwisa. Vari kumamisha kumashonaland west vanga vari kutaura nemutori wedu wenhau Nunurai Jena. Regating. So we're hearing there, like I said earlier on, from a young woman who's also a new mother. She's saying that she hasn't gotten the vaccine because she heard that those who are breastfeeding should not be getting the COVID-19 vaccine. So we're going to also hear our last young lady who's of school going age talking about, you know, whether she knows about the COVID-19 vaccine and her thoughts. There, the young lady is saying that she heard from school that, you know, people should go and get vaccinated, but she says she's still scared because she wants to see whether those that have been vaccinated are okay. But I'm not sure at that stage whether they've now started the program to vaccinate the young girls like her age.
Studio 7, esakaza eZimbabwe, lisizo sithuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi athi 909 AM, 4930, 6170, 7270, 6040, laku 15460 kHz short wave.
Over to you, sir, but I've got my guest on the line. Savannah Madamombe is now here, so as soon as you are ready, just let me know.
Yebo ke siyabonga Marvelous sikulabo abasandale ukusixhuma sixoxa ke ngesiphathelane le-COVID-19 njalo besibona ke abanye abalaleli bethu abakhulume le-Studio 7 bechasisa ukuthi hhayi bona baneenkolelo eziningi ezimayelana le-COVID-19 leyi. Abanye bathi babona ingani kuthiwa nxa umuntu embonyisa akumelanga ahlatshwe lokunye nje okunjalo njalo bebesichasiselwa-ke lapho ukuthi kuhamba njani. Yikho-ke sike saxoxa futhi ngaphambilini kwale ingxoxo labanye abahlonitshwa bethu abasitshele ezithiyeneyo eziphathelane labesifazane. Sike saxoxa nonkosazana Othilia Zibanda owenhlanganiso ye Bula Resident Association yena layo uzasichasisela ukuthi kuyini kahle-kahle okukhathaza abesifazana nabantwana ngalesi sikhathi se-COVID-19 ngoba bona bacubungula behlaziya okwenzakalayo ezigabeni zabo. Asizweni-ke ukuthi yena uthini.
Ngathi inhlelo ziyeni kakhulu
Sibonge kakhulu ke unkosazana Otilius Manda yena ke obona ngesiphathelane labesifazana i-Women's Branch ke kuBulawayo Residents Association. Sengatoliki ke ukuthi kuyini ke yena abekutsho. Siza ke sizwe ke ukuthi omunye njalo esixoxelayo obona ngezempilakahle kukhansili yena ke ngukhansilar Sinikiwe Mutanda ukuthi yena uthini ngabakubonayo okuphathelane labesifazane. Yeboke, Mav, those were our two women rights defenders. We spoke to some time, and they are both saying that the domestic violence is still continuing in families. And then we had the chairperson of health committee in the Bulawayo City Council, Councillor Sinikiwe Mutanda. She was actually saying that in her ward alone, seven women have withdrawn their gender-based violence cases against their husbands. And when she asked them, they say it's because they needed a police report to get treated in the hospitals. So they to do that. Otherwise, they don't want their husband to be in jail. So the men are back again in the house, and they're just hoping that there won't be any more cases, because they are saying some are the habitual. It usually happens over and over again. You may see the very same women going to report and then withdrawing the cases. And before that, we heard Otilia Swanga of the Women's Branch at the Bulawayo Progressive Residents Association, who's saying the women, the problem they have now, even if they go and line up for vaccines, they will be late, the curfew is at 3, so they won't have enough time to buy stuff, and they end up buying outside when the shops are closed, and those are expensive goods. So staying there in the lines to get vaccinated, it also disadvantages them from doing most of the work they are supposed to do, looking after the children and fending for themselves. Yes.
Vanoda uteira Studio 7, tibate na 7 p.m. pamasaisai anoti 909 a.m. 4930 6170 ne 7270 kHz pa shortwave mazwa ose. Munokwanisa kugunzwa Studio 7 na 6 a.m. muvuro kusvika chishanu pamasaisai anoti 909 a.m. 4930 6040 ne 15460 kHz pa shortwave.
Apo tanga chikunzwa vanyari kani vedu vanga vari kutaura ivo vachisinya yeri kunyanyonetsa pamadzimai ari kuwanikwa ivo vachisangana nemhirizhonga ndeyekuti vamwe madzimai vanopidza nyaya dzavo kumapurisa asi kuti vangowana report kuitira kuti vaende kunowana kurapa kuchipatara mahara, asi kana pakusvika panguva yekuti varume vaye vasungiswe, madzimai vaye vanobva vabvisa nyaya yavo kumapurisa. Saka ndo zvimwe zviri kusanganikwana nemadzimai zvekutaura kwanga kuri kuita vanyarikani vedu. Asi tabva taisa rombo rakanaka tine muzvare Savannah Madamombe, vanovai vanorwira kodzero dzevanhukadzi uyezve vachishanda nevanotora zvinodhaka. Vari kungwa chedu vachitiudzawo maonero avo mamiriro akaita zvinhu munyika yeZimbabwe panyaya yedenda iro reCovid-19 takanangana nemadzimai. Tinokuchingamidzai nemufaro muzvare Madamombe. Hello, regaitone kuti muzvare Madamombe tinokuchingamidzai nemufaro. Tikuona kuti pari zvino ndofunga laini yava iswisa, but tinavo panhare. Tikuedza kuti tione kuti tingataure navo here tichinzwawo kuti kwakamira sei. Asi vanga vari kutaura ivo kuti pari zvino zviri kunyanyonetsa munyika yeZimbabwe inyaya yekuti vanhu vazhinji vari kuwana ivo vachibatwa nedenda iro reCovid-19, asi inyaya yekuzowana kuti uwane kuti worapirwa pfupi ndiyo iri kutinetsei pari zvino, tokutaura kwavari kuita vachitaura vachiti ivo kunzvimbo dza.
Yebo ke, lapo Mavelasi ke besathi udinga omunye umhlonitshwa wethu ozasixhasa manje ke masinyane. Yena ke singathi ke kathesi okwakamanje sisamelele ukuthi sixoxelayo unkosazana Savannah Madamombe olwela ilungelo loluntu. Kodwa sengayikhatshana ke ecingweni kathesi sesileyo siphathamandla sogatsha lwabesifazana kunhlanganiso ye kubandla lezombusazwe ke LMDC Alliance ke sikhuluma ngonkosikazi Barbara Chanyanyiwa. Siyakwamukela kuhle.
Ngiyabonga Sale.
Yebo ke may you remind our listeners and viewers who you are.
Thank you so much, Samuel Mighty. My name is Barbara Chanyanyiwa. I'm the national spokesperson for Assembly MDC Alliance, led by Advocate Nelson Chamisa. Thank you.
Yes, we are discussing COVID-19 and how it's affecting women in the country. So far, within your party, what can you say are the most how is COVID-19 affecting most of your programs as the women's assembly?
Yes, firstly, I would like to say COVID-19, it is the new variant. It has caused a lot of disarray. It has caused a lot of deaths. People are dying. And as MDC Alliance, we have been encouraging people to observe the restrictions so that they stay safe. And we are seeing most women, they are not technologically compliant. So it is a very, very big problem.
Yes, and can you say this may affect the way the women participate in politics? Thinking that now maybe you are preparing for elections and other programs like that.
Yes, it will.
Past you used to complain as women's assembly about violence towards women or arbitrary arrests against women. Is it better now and are women able to campaign or go about their, you know, daily programs without any harassment, which your party alleges?
Right now,
there. We'll come back to you shortly whilst we take another guest. So marvelous, there was Barbara Chanyanyiwa, who has explained mostly on how the COVID-19 pandemic is affecting the women's activities. Over to you.
Yes. Let's quickly take our next guest. Sisiza Bana Madamombe, talk to me by Pachirongwa.
No tender, Makabiva Terem.
Imimuruku Zimbabwe, Parishima, Michiba, Kokunoku, New York, Mugatuka Mira State, and Yahi, the rich COVID-19, Jisha Mukon.
Mazaka, Parishima, Kuma, Kunakumita Shanak, Kofi, Irkura, Yavan, Warkuara, Ajunas, Namira Mushema, Sipoaka Zara. They are not enough there.
Saka makazvita sei. Nyatsotsanangura kuti makafamba sei.
So
kune munhu akatenda.
Takasvika. Takasvika tikatestwa akanzi positive. Tikanzi chienda ku main hospital. Takanomira muchimu queue manga panga mene queue yanga yakareba. Ndikatombovhunza nesu anga ari pokuti ko zvino handadzi yangu zvaari positive tikaramba takamira panapa tiri kudzadza vamwe here tinobvita kudzadza vamwe zvikanzai tomirai vanhu vese vari panapa vazhinji vacho vatoketwa vari positive tikazopinda kuwadi C kwacho kwatakagara nguva hombe tichimirira kutiona ana chiremba vakazomuona vakati uyu asiri kushowa masainzi ekurwara dzokerai henyu naye kumba mungonoisolata munoitawo zvamunoita mikondirati kozvino hatina kwokuisolata zvikanzi hapana zvekuita munhu wese aingobuda imomo anga asingarwara aingonzi dzokerai kumba munoisolata kumba so ndo nhamo yacho iriko hakuna maquarantine places zvakanga zviripo zviye pekutanga saka kana uhanzi positive unongonotsvagawo kumba kuona kuti unoita sei.
Saka imisi hanzvadzi yenyu muri kuzvifambisa sei manje tichiona kuti vanhu vazhinji vanogara vakati wandei ini muri kuzvigona si.
Apana kuzvigona mavhlasi nekuti izvozvi zvisusu vamwe vacho takatongo apana kuzvigona apana magonero unongonzi ari murumu make but matoilets handi mamwe chete zvimwe zvese munosheya chii apana kuzvigona totongomirira sese takungotarisa kuti taapa exposed which means isusu vese vari pamba hapana kwatichaenda taakungogara papo kusvikira taona kuti tazotestwa taita negative
tombotarisa nyaya yekubayiwa kwenhomba muri kuona zvakamira sei munyika parizvi
imabhulasi ini ndakasvika muno muna February hurumende yange yakavhura nzvimbo dzakawanda vanhu vachinzi vavaccinatwa nina hangu ndakanga ndabva ndavaccinatwa majekiseni angu maviri asi vanhu vakanga vasingaende vanhu vaitya vanhu vanokahadzika vanhu vari kuramba vachingofunga izvozvi zviri kutaurwa kunzi hauzozvara vada kuuraya vanhu vatema kune vamwe vakaenda zvishoma vekutanga kwaidzara kusvikira dzimwe nzvimbo dzambovharwa nekuti kwanga kusina vanhu iye zvino kune nzvimbo dzakawanda dzakavhurwa unoona kuine malaini akawanda asi vazhinji vamwe vanhu vachiri kungotya futi saka unobva watongoshaya kuti zvinoita sei asi chandoziva ndechekuti munhu wese achangovhaccinatwa naicho chirwere kana kuti nevhaccine so zviri nani kuti unobayiwa chi jekiseni pane kuzovhaccinatwa naicho chirwere
saka imi semaonero enyu zvamakaona kunew york nezvamakaona kuzimbabwe pane zvamadzidzo here zvingaitwawo nehurumende kuti panyaya yedzidziso nokuti tatine mamwe madzimai ekumashonaland west ekumaruwa vanga vari kutaura zvakasiyana siyana kuti sei vasati vatora nhomba zvii zvingaitwe kuti vanhu vanyatsonzwisisa kuti nhomba idzi dzakakosha sei
chinonetsa mavhelasi ndechekuti meseji inoenderana kuti iri kutaurwa nani ni ndinofunga kuti dai hurumende yakatora vanhu not public but private sector iriyo yakafamba ichitaurira vanhu nezvenhomba iyi nekuti vanhu kana vakachitaurwa nehurumende ivo vamwe vacho vachikahadzika nenyaya yemabatirwo avanoitwa nehurumende iyoyo havateerere zvekutaurwa nehurumende iyoyo handiti nekuti pane makakatanwa saka pamwe zvichida dai hurumende yatora yashanda nemapublic nemaprivate sector ichifamba ichitaurira vanhu vanhu vangave vanobvuma kubayiwa nhomba atink ndopamwe pane nhamo iripo nekuti isusu zvataiona kunew york ndezvekuti sagavhuna wedu wekunew york aive munhu aifarirwa nevanhu spirit achifarirwa nevanhu kudaro saka taitomirira kuti ari kuti chiinhu asi toteerera zvaari kutaura toita so chimwe chinhu chandinoona ichocho chinotadzisa kuti vanhu vabayiwe nhomba kana tikatarisa pakuti kufamba vanhu vachinge vachinzi mavharirwa taitwa iyoyo lockdown vanhu vazhinji vari kufamba nekuti vari kutsvaga chikafu dai hurumende yacho yabatsirawo vanhu kuwana chikafu vari panzvimbo dzavari handikunge kuti vaifamba semafambiro avari kuita asi pari zvino kuti vanhu vanzigarai vasina chekudya ndiri kuona vanhu vanongoramba vachimbeya vachitsvaga chidhora rekuti vadye
maybe if we can just switch quickly to english if you can just tell us your experience that you faced when your brother was not feeling well and you went to get him tested for COVID-19 what happened
So what happened, marvelous, was really something that I think is care. It's borderline carelessness, or it's an institution that doesn't understand or was not prepared. So when they called us after I had argued and said, "Look, I can't come because there's COVID," we arrived without them even notifying us that the institution had a COVID issue. So when we got there, we took our brother, we started putting the things in the car, and then all of a sudden another car, which looked like an ambulance, shows up. So I'm asking them, what is going on? Why is this car here? They casually just told us that two people had tested positive. So I was like, what do you mean? So you mean they're all going into testing? They're like, yeah, we are taking people to testing. I said, what about my brother? Oh, he's not showing any signs. Sure enough, my brother wasn't showing signs, but when we took him to get tested, he was positive. So it means there was no understanding, even on it, from an institution, you understand, institution level. So they exposed us, and at that point, I couldn't just leave my brother. I had to take my brother with me to Parirenyatwa, and then I couldn't just say to him, just go by yourself inside the COVID zone. I had to go with him, which means I'm further exposing myself and then exposing other people. I just think it wasn't handled well.
So from there, how are you now you know, like giving care to your brother. We know most family lives, you know, as a community. Is it doable? How are you doing it?
It's not. It's not doable. We share bathrooms. We share toilets. So it's just that, you know, everybody is exposed. So now we know that, you know, more than 10 members of the family are exposed. Now we are scrambling to get whatever the medicines that are being sold on in the pharmacies. I don't know what works or doesn't work, because the government says use this, and then the doctors are saying, yeah, you can use this. We don't know whether they're pushing this because they want money. We just don't know. You just take anything because you're desperate. At this point, I'll drink anything, right? I'll just drink anything.
What about the issue of the COVID-19 vaccine? What are you seeing on the ground?
You know, in the beginning, people were getting vaccinated. But at the same time, there were so many places open and a lot of people who are still not going versus it. There are a lot of conspiracy theories around. Whether it's true or it's not, nobody verifies. People are just afraid. And I think the other issue is also about trust. If I think the government should probably use a private sector to go and talk about vaccines to people, because there's no trust between people and the government, right? So it makes people skeptical. They fear. They don't trust what is coming out. But when I'm looking at what is happening in New York City, when the governor, who is well liked and well loved by the people, was talking to us about the vaccine, we used to just listen to him and do whatever he said. So I think they when it comes to this vaccine, talking to the people, let's have the private sector as well involved, talking more so that people can understand this is not about politics. This is about just saving people's lives. It's about your life and other people's lives.
Mm. Maybe before I let you go, I know, you know, you're on a tight schedule. Unless if you can give us a few more minutes, I can keep you on the phone. That's up to you. Just also, you know, when you look at women, what are you seeing when you look at, you know, the number of women that are actually going out there to get vaccinated?
I think women are getting more vaccinated than the men. Men are hesitant, and too much conspiracy theories about black people this, black people that. But I see, because you remember the other thing that I'm doing is dealing with people who are abusing drugs. There's a huge exposure that women, as mothers who are taking care of these kids who are dealing with drugs, they are being exposed a lot, because these guys, they don't stay at home. They go and do their drugs at night, and then they share these apparatus that they use for smoking, right? They're sharing 20, 30 people, and then they come back at home. I know of two mothers who have died in the group. We have two groups of women, of parents on WhatsApp. Two parents died, and they died of COVID, and their kids have tested positive as well. So the women are being exposed because they are the natural as it is anyway. But the whole entire family gets exposed once COVID gets into the family.
Thank you very much, Savannah Madamombe, a rights activist, just sharing what she's seeing on the ground. We'll come back to you shortly, Esther.
We'll go back to our other guest, Barbara Tanyaniwa. Can you respond, or what are your views to what our other guest, Savannah Madamombe, was saying?
Okay, I think what she was saying, it's exactly what's happening in Zimbabwe. For example, I've got my daughter. My daughter is in isolation. She tested positive for COVID-19. So
oh,
this is
sorry
how,
about that.
How real the situation is.
Yes, sorry and about that. You can go ahead.
Yes, and this is how real the situation is. So she's isolating. The good part is, the good part of it is she can isolate because the house, they're so many, they're big rooms, and the rooms are many. There's also my other daughter, she's got a small baby, and they're also isolating the thing. So even the the uncle, their uncle also tested positive, their own house in Madison, Blawaii. So you can see how deadly this virus is, to make matters worse, people are still moving. People do not want to stay in homes like what the corner is just saying to say. They don't have a choice, because there's hunger virus, there's coronavirus versus hunger virus. So people will just go out to look for food because people are hungry. They can't stay in their homes. And the people there's also a situation in Marondera where they use borehole water in towns. The tap water is not coming out. So people come to the borehole without masks.
Okay.
So you see, it's not that they don't have those masks, but they have to buy them.
Okay.
So this is how the situation is. And even the hospitals, I'm told, they are full. The cemeteries standing in. I saw someone who was there in Blawaii at the northern cemetery was taking videos. It was car after car. Every minute there was a hearse getting into the cemetery.
Yeah, okay. Where's Vagala? Before we go back to Madame Ombi, can you tell us ngesindebele ukuthi uthini ngamazwi akhulumileyo yena unkosazana Madame Ombi ngokwenzakalayo njalo lawe kuyini okukwehleleyo ngaleli gciwane le COVID-19?
Ngiyabonga sendile okukhulunywe ngusisi wami Madame Ombi.
Aiwa apo tangati siri kunzwana nazvo microphone yangu inge isina kuwa ni kwa iyo yakavhurika. Saka potanga tiri kunzwa kubva kuna munyarikani wedu vari pano vari kutaura ivo pamusoro penyaya iyo yedenda recovid-19 vachitaura kuti ivowo hama yai mwana wavo kuzimbabwe ikoko akatowanikwa achibatwa nedenda iri recovid-19 uye pari zvino vatori panzvimbo iyoyi yekuita isolation nezvimwe zvakadaro panguva inoyi saka regai timbobata zvakare Savana Madame Ombi munyarikani wedu watiinaye pari zvino kuti timbonzwa kuti kumaruwa kwakamira sei pamusoro pedenda irori recovid-19. Alo, muzvare Madame Ombi. Regai tiedze kuti tione kuti tingavabata here tichinzwa kuti kwakamira sei kunzvimbo ye Mashonaland West uko kumusha kwavo timbonzwa kuti ko zvii zviri kuitika panyaya yevanhu vari kubatwa nedenda irori recovid-19. Apo tangata vanga variko panhare asi saasise kuziva kwamunoita nhare dzekuzimbabwe dzinombowanikwa network ichidonha saka regai tiedze zvakare kuti tivabate tione kuti zvakamira sei panyaya yedenda irori recovid-19.
Yebo ke kulungile sisamelele omunye ke umhlonitshwa wethu unkosazana Madame Ombi unkosazana nkosikazi Chanyaniwa ubungakuchaseli ke ngolimi lwesindebele ukuthi i-COVID-19 leyi ithinta njani inhlelo zenu njengabesifazana kubandla le-MDC Alliance ziqhutshwa njani inhlelo ukuhamba njani.
Ngiyabonga sandikile okwakhesi engingathi i-COVID-19 yinxa yokuthi kule mithetho ehambelana lo i-COVID-19 ukuthi abantu abamelanga bahambe.
Aiwa apo tingatiri kunzwa kubva kune munyarikani wedu amai Barbara Chanyaniwa vari kutaurawo pamusoro pezviri kusanganikwa nemadzimai vari kuita zvematongerwo enyika panyaya iyoyi yedenda recovid-19 uyezve tiri kuramba tichienderera mberi nechirongwa chedu tichitarisa zvakare sekutaura kwataita kuti muzuva ranhasi Zimbabwe yawanikwa iyo ichiwana dzimwe nhomba dzecovid-19 dzawanikwa dzichisvika munyika muzuva ranhasi star.
Yebo ke ungasitela njalo ke nkosazana Chanyaniwa ke ngolimi lwesishona lokuthi uthini lawe ngalokho okunye nje besixoxa ngakho lokho zobe kukhulunywa nkosazana Madame Ombi.
Andinoti abasugara basi menyaya yokuti kunedzara And for sure,
But pane here zviri kuitwa ane vatingati mapazi enyu ezvematongerwe enyika kuti muedze kukurudzira madzimai kuti vaende kunobaiwa nhomba pasina nyaya dzezvematongerwe enyika.
Studio 7, esakaza eZimbabwe, lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi athi 909 AM, 4930, 6170, 7270, 6040, naku 15460 kHz kushortwave.
Ngesizwe isiphathamandla senhlanganiso ye-ARTUZ esake saxoxa lazo. Ye unkosazana Sokoluhle Ndlovu ukuthi uthini ngabantwana abangamantombazana ezikolo ngesikhathi se COVID-19.
Abantwana bese ayidlile ngakhathi so bangena entweni ezayisiyo, so yabona abanye sebesezibungezwa and stuff. Ama-special girls early marriage isikhangela abafana abaningi vele sebeyekumayining ima ilidawu mining lana isecali mina i-community engifundisa kiyo vele ikumayining yena nabamayeza kakhulu so that way abadala abaningi sebekhona ngalo abanye amankazana sekhona ngale for prostitution so yoma-problems esizwakhangelele nxa izikolo zithatha isikhathi eside so zingavulwanga. But there's nothing that we can do because the number of cases of COVID, they are rising daily.
Ungathi uhlupho lokumantombazana kakhulu kula abantwana abangabafana ibapha ababaningi eklasini nxa selibuyela.
Kakhulu khanye sizongikhangele ngesikhathi sirejista abalokhu abantwana for form four levels. Inumber idiklayinile kakhulu ufinda ukuthi abafana vele sokungani kuyafanana because out of it has of take something. Sebekukho kurejista abantu abangu-less than 20, about 16, 17 there. It was only about girls ukuthela abankazana sokuhlangele vele bonke boys vele abaningi badropile out.
Kodwa kule nhlelo yini emphakathini ezokuhuga abantwana ukuthi bebuyele esikolo kumbe inhlanganiso ezizimele ezibancedisayo?
Hayi, akhethama organizations asekhona amaningi abanye baba-research eschool sebele umuntu ezoceda ama-olevels akhe abanye baba empower ezinto ezokuthunga into ze-poultry and so forth because ngakhangela ku-community engiyiyo yona akona kuyama organization was doing that to the girl child.
Aba fana ge laba bathatha izidakamizwa.
Ya la uba usona njalo ukukhona makhale sekhithi ukuthi uthathe ama stock ama programs amaningi. Ora ngizothi they are no longer ukuthi sesithi ema ontana ngeyikazana kakhulu but se involve so we inclusive ukuthi ukuthi even umntana ongufana laye get to benefit from the cause no no sizana sibe khanya sema ukuze umntana abane kade libuye landa umntana ngeyikazana. Ora bese konza ukuthi is lokho kuyo kathi into bani bani sokuthela abantwana bangaba
kuyabancedisa yini phambili lokho ukwemba amatshe aligugu abafana ukuthi yinto umuntu angaphila ngayo. Ungachazisela ukuthi ubona umahluko kuyiwuphi abantwana laba abafunda emakhala basemaphandleni othi ekugcineni imfundo yabo ingasafani.
Yeah, abantwana bemalokhuza bemakhaya kungekho abafunda and then isikhangele futhi abesaba abanye amasikibizo abasuke kwenza iligala abasuka zabo around like abantwana bahamba ngesoti besiyafunda kuma-ambulisenza ama-ethalesson ze-private lessons kuthiwa ngekhaya upele yedwa kulaka lambalisalayo awufundisayo online learning awufinyeleli kubo bonke radio lessons awufinyeleli bonke because abanye vele akula radio ekhaya akula TV ekhaya so uza ngekhaya zobesingasimkhangele sibilayo emakhaya vele emaphandleni i-school zama-school fees ankhona vele zecurative na-45 ama-resources abanawo ukwenza ukuthi isikolo
sizweni ke okwesibili amazwi kaNkosazana Otilias Banda ubona ngeziphathelane labesifazana kunhlanganiso yeBulawayo Progressive Residents Association. Uzalandelwa njalo ngukansila Sinikiwe Mudanda yena-ke okugatsha lwezempilakahle kukansila yakoBulawayo besitshela nge-COVID-19 lesiphathelane labesifazana.
Ukukhathazeka kakhulu abantu besifazane yona ngokwayo nje i-vaccine ama-centers angikhona anama-long-queues ukuthi umuntu ayenelisa ukuthola i-vaccine njalo kuyenza lokusebenza kube nzima ngoba abantu besifazane ngabantu abaphila ngokuzisebenza engingathi ngama-vendors iningi labo ephila ngokuzisebenza ukuyadinga i-vaccine kubathathela isikhathi eside ilanga lonke umuntu asila esetshayelwa likhona lokuthi kuvalwe engasebenzanga okudala ukuthi iy'ngcwele zabo zingasenelisi ukuthola ukudla ngoba khona lokudla kwangikhona ngalesi sikhathi se-COVID sokudula ngeokunye kungezelelwa ukuthi izitolo ziyaphangisa ukuvalwa kube sokuthengwa ebantwini phansi okuyabe sokulentengo ephezulu ephezu kwale esithenga ngayo kuba ngcono kuza kangcono kodwa inani lezindawo zalapho okushathelwa khona yizo ezilutshwana eziyenza abantu begcine sebeminyeni bona bevele besiyadinga khona ukuhlatshwa okuyingozi ukuthi bayagcina sebesuka lapho abahlatshwa khona bevele sebewuthethe lowo mkhuhlane. Abantu bebeminana begcwala kakhulu lapho okushatshwa khona okuthi abantu bebebaningi okudlula wona amajekiseni wabani kodwa bavamile ukushatshwa sibili laba abazisebenzayo iningi langkhona. Kunjakela lose kuqale uhlelo le-lockdown luya lukula kakhulu ezindlini ngoba nanko labantwana sebetshona bekhona ezindlini ukuganga lokona kuba kuningi lokungazwanani ezindlini kuba kuningi okunye kudalwa yikhonokho ukuthi abantu bebezikhandlela iy'ndleko zendlini seziningi ngoba imuli isitshona ivuthene ingasafakalalanga isiyadinga ukudla udlakela luyakhwela kunye lezigebenga zibeningi zidalwa yikuthi labo akade bezincediswa umhlelo zokuhamba engathi abamakhondi abanethi umhlelo lobazukho labo sebengabantu asebephelelwe yimisebenzi asebehlezi ezindlini elo abantu batshontshela emini libalele bagazwa emini libalele ngingathi inhlelo ziningi kakhulu kodwa inhlelo kathe sesizenza kubomakhalekhukhwini ukuthi sixoxisane labomama ukuthi singancedisana njani nokuthi abantu kabazivikele yikho kathe sesikwenzayo kakhulu njengenhlanganiso ngoba inhlelo zokubuthana kazisavumi ngomthetho we-lockdown lo khona kodwa uma radio lingaluphosensi kuzonke inhlanganiso iyakhuluma njalo singabantu esiluqakathekisayo uhlelo lololukhona kathese lokuthi abantu bezivikele bahlatshe bagqoke amamaski.
I-COVID hey, isibhahile and abantu bayafa kuqala besisa yazi usakuzwela nje kwezinye indawo but khathesi kuhamba abantu esiyake sibazi and nginanzelela ukuthi abantu abaningi abangani bayabhubha ngabantu abadala ngingazi ukuthi imbangela yangikhona yikuyini but abantu abadala bayabhubha and I've witnessed ama-cases ngingathi phose angu-4 maybe just few meters away from me even lapho esihlala engihlala khona endlini and as a council as a department what we are doing now ukuthi umuntu engaveli kuthiwe ubulewe ufe nge-COVID especially the parlance if bengalayeza ngesikhathi esi-right with the council department the health department bayagijima beyenza infumigation ezinendlini nxa kuyikuthi ngumuntu okade esendlini or even ebubhele esibhedlela but ebelesikhathi esifitshane ekade esendlini bahamba beyenza infumigation sikhangelele ukuthi i-response team igijime masinyane kungabi lesikhathi eside but you are facing challenges councillors uzathola ukuthi abantu bayafuna ukuhamba ezimfeni so sigqugquzela nje abantu ukuthi sike nini sime nini sibekenza ama-gatherings amaningi athize siyazi sisihambisasachayisana sibili lo bunzima obukhulu ukuthi abantu vele isintu sethu sithi abantu siyakhalelana but nxa ungasamba ngiyakhalela umuntu especially us as leaders kuyabe sokungani usukhethile ukuthi ubani kumbe usuyangeka ukuthi ubani
phambilini walingxoxo uthe ikhansili iyakhathazeka njalo ngokuphathelane lodlakela ezindlini ngalesi sikhathi se-COVID-19 ungasichasisela ngalolu daba
I'm a little bit worried ngendaba yama gender-based violence because most of the time omama bayawithdraw ama cases. I'll say in my word, for like this past month, I think we withdraw about 7 cases as a gender-based violence and it will be a man, a child wesifazane and uthole ukuthi usehamba sesiya withdraw. The other case I was asking umama ukuthi why you withdraw when uvele umbophiselene wathi ngambophisa because amapholisa ayethi afuna i-police report. So I was asking her, I asked her ukuthi ngabe amapholisa babengafuna ukuthi uthathe i-police report for you to be treated in hospital wawungasozwanelise yena ukuthi uyethatha uyeyenza i-police report. So what I feeling in our hand. So we are facing ama challenges, ama kulu kakhulu, ama nenga kulu, new gender based violence.
Yes, umasinika, if you can give us your last word, ukuthi kuyinokuxwayisa abantu ukuthi bekwenze ngomzuzu wo 21 minutes.
Ngiyabonga mina engokuxwayisa khona abantu ukuthi baqhubekelabele bandlela izimiso ze-COVID ezifana nokugeza izandla ukuhlala khatshana lakhatshana futhi social distancing ukugqoka imask bengashiyani le-mask nokuhamba ezintsheni sabekile lanxa kuthiwa singafuna ukuhamba emzini abantu babalulekile ukuhamba ezintsheni ngoba sokutholakele ukuthi izimba ngama-super spreaders
Yebo ke kuyezwakala. We are coming to the end of our show now. Marvelous, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. To also thank our guests, Sangatina, Mujare, Savana, Madame Mombe, Mawia Panwa Staurao, Anyaya Vartora, Ivo, Sangashi Pitova, Maita, Nyanua Kuti, Nyayi, Kumisa, Kumusha Parish, in addition to Tivan, Warpi, and Apu Zindufu. Panguwa ino yeko COVID-19 uko kurukuzikano kuchikuma super spreader chinoreva izho kutinduo kumwe kurukuta purana vanu chirugoreisho chiche COVID-19 saka wanga wari kutimira iwo mshari madamu mbe kutikaipa ituwa shiru onguwa shoku zizitavanu kukosha kwa kaita kutivati erere shinenge shiru kucha orwa nava nama shiku kota eje utano kana neuru mende panya iyo inye wondo yekuruza denda iwe COVID-19 uyeje kutinaende kuno baiwa nomba the COVID-19.
Yebo ke, lugqiba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje olivalelisayo ke yimi osithandekile mhlanga ngikhona phake eWashington. Sibonga njalo esinye isiphathamandla esibesixoxa laso unkosikazi Barbara Thanyani wayena oyisikhulumeli sogatsha lwe-MDC Alliance Women's Assembly olubona ngabesifazana phela kubandla le-MDC Alliance. Sizabonana njalo ngolwesine oluzayo.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyabuye saying have a very good evening. We'll meet again tomorrow on the Talk with Atukurukure Radio.